It's here and now. Key parts of the Affordable Care Act go into effect tomorrow, with health insurance exchanges open for enrollment. Judging by our website, hereandnow.org, Americans have a lot of questions. Last week, we had our occasional Obamacare 101 segment, your chance to get your questions about these marketplaces answered. Today, Jay Hancock of Kaiser Health News is back to answer more. Jay, welcome back.
Hi, nice to be here.
And again, to remind ourselves, starting tomorrow, people, for instance, who aren't on Medicare who don't get their insurance through an employer can go online or, as you reminded us, can go talk to an insurance broker. They can help you to look through different plans, see which one is best for them. Let's get to some of the questions people are asking. Barry Washington asks, he says, I'd like to know which plans under these exchanges will cover or what they will cover. What plans under these exchanges will cover? He says the prices sound great. But specifically, what are they going to cover if I get sick? Will they cover everything 100%? Or are we going to be at the mercy of these for-profit health insurance companies?
Terrific question. Probably the first question to ask when you're starting to consider these plans. And there's a couple points to be made here. He mentions the profit of the insurance companies. One of the things the Affordable Care Act does is limits the profit. So if they don't spend a certain amount of their premiums on health care, they have to refund the money. It should be said that all these plans cover preventive care, annual checkups, vaccinations, things like that, with no out-of-pocket costs. So, you know, go to your doctor, get the preventive stuff. It's not going to cost you anything. However, you should check the deductibles and the copays of each of these plans. As Barry points out, some of the premiums are low. They do, however, come, some of them, with multi-$1,000 deductibles. On the other hand, there is an out-of-pocket limit under the Affordable Care Act. Individuals will not pay more than $6,350 out of their pockets. So even with a high deductible, there is some ceiling on what you're going
to
pay out.
Okay, so you check to see how much you have to pay before you get covered, but there should be a cap on that, and you should get covered in general.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Kathy asks, my husband was recently fired. Sorry about that. And she says, we lost our private employer insurance. Our children, though, are now covered by state insurance. The parents didn't qualify. So what happens if we apply and then her husband does get a job that has health insurance benefits? Also, what if we lose unemployment benefits when we do start needing to pay for any of this? So start with what happens if they apply for the exchanges and then he gets a job and gets coverage?
One of the things that happens in the exchange is you get subsidized based on your income. And so right now, if there's unemployment insurance income going on, that is counted as part of your income. If he gets a job and the income goes up, that affects the subsidies. That all factors into the exchange software. When you're on there, if it works the way it's supposed to, and there are some doubts about that, it may take a while. When you go on there, all that gets factored in, and you can even plug in what-if situations and see how the prices might change, how it affects you in some different scenarios of what you think might happen to your income.
So it's
worth going on there and checking that out.
Well, and you also, at Kaiser Health News, we've said this before, but you have a healthcare subsidy calculator at your website. We'll link people up. And there also you can put all the information in and see if you qualify for some government subsidy for healthcare. You may be making too much for Medicaid coverage, but not enough to cover any of the plans in the exchanges, and you might be eligible for a subsidy. So there's that as well. Encinita Express writes, we have two boys in college. They're 23 and 21. We live in California, but our sons attend college in New York and Washington State, respectively, and are only home 3 weeks a year. So they're essentially out-of-state residents. And that, she says, makes finding a health plan for the four of us nearly impossible. So how do they go about this? Do we need to purchase a plan for the parents in California and policies for the kids where they go to school? What's the answer, Jay?
A couple different things they can look at. Some multi-state insurance companies like the Blue Cross plans, Kaiser Permanente, do offer plans in multiple states where you can buy the plan where the beneficiaries are one place and the parents are in another place. And that might work. There are also, and this includes California, some states that will be offering multi-state plans in the exchange, in these online marketplaces that we keep talking about where you get the subsidies. And those states will also allow coverage across different states. One other thing to look at is, she mentioned separate policies. That may indeed also be an option under the California marketplace. There is, under IRS rules, there is nothing that precludes parents from buying dependents separate policies on these exchanges. They're completely allowed to do that. That is a possibility. Again, they need to work out through different scenarios to see what it might mean on their initial costs and their out-of-pocket costs.
Okay. And what about a student whose parent can't buy them insurance? This Kelly writes, she's 22 years old, a college student. Her mom is on Medicaid, but she was kicked off, Kelly was, when she started school. She says, I'll graduate this spring. I'll be getting married right after. Should she look into the healthcare exchange or hope that she'll be covered by her soon-to-be husband's insurance when he gets a job?
Right. Again, there's some what-ifs in her situation. It sounds like Kelly is going to exceed the three-month coverage gap that is allowed under the Obamacare penalty. As we've stated in the past, you are obligated to get coverage. You have to pay a penalty if you don't have coverage, but they do allow short-term coverage gaps of 3 months. If her husband finishes school in May and she gets married in June, it sounds like that'll be more than 3 months. She should go back and, again, look at what's going on in her state. If there is a state Medicaid expansion, and not all states are expanding their Medicaid program, but if there is, she may qualify under that as a student, or she may qualify under the individual commercial policies that you can buy through the online exchange that we're talking about.
And Jay Hancock, one last quick question. Curious writes, what if I'm not eligible for Obamacare because of the requirements? You have to be a citizen or a legal immigrant. Will I still have to pay a fine? Doesn't seem fair, says Curious.
Yeah, no. If you're not eligible for Obamacare, if you're not required to get Obamacare, and people that fit into those groups include folks on Medicare, as you mentioned, if you're covered by the Veterans Administration, if you can't afford it, if there's a hardship, if you have religious views that keep you from getting this kind of health insurance, you are not obligated to get it, and you don't have to pay the penalty if you don't.
Boy, I hope that helps with those questions. There are so many others. We're going to keep doing this. Jay Hancock of Kaiser Health News, because no one expects it's going to go perfectly tomorrow, and there are still questions outstanding. So will you come back?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. And keep sending your questions to hereandnow.org. Some listeners are weighing in with answers as well.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.